fucking boy. All right. Life is a challenge.
How do you get through it?
Laughing at the dark and dirty. We walk you through all the naughty secrets of the adult industry, and you get to be a fly on the wall with two best friends in the business of boobs.
We want to hear your dirty secrets too.
If you have stories to share, questions for us, need advice,
then send us an email to twndpodcast@gmail.com or leave us a voicemail at 702-900-6446. We'll always be laughing here. It's our favorite way to cope. If you like what you hear, hit the subscribe button, share with a friend, and leave us a rating wherever you listen to podcasts. And we thank you for coming this week.
Play guitar. I was going to maybe listen to the whole song, but I don't really know how long it goes. And, honestly, I'm just procrastinating, so we have to jump right into it. So I am solo this week. We are going to be having some episodes stacked while I'm away in Australia, but I wanted to make sure that we got something out this week and early on and have other things to basically just go off of, because on my trip, I don't really want to have to do a bunch of podcasts of making sure that there's something to do every week, and I'd rather have episodes with Laura. So you get a solo one now, and you'll probably get a solo one later that I film when I am abroad. So I don't know if you can see, if you're watching, if you're listening, don't worry about it. You don't have to go to youtube.com/@twndpodcast, but you can if you want to see what I'm wearing. It's pajamas. Let me just take a sip. Why don't we take our first sip? First breath, we do breathing exercises and all that kind of stuff, right? It's good for you. You have to make sure that you breathe through your chest, and otherwise you just keep talking and not breathe at all, and then you can pass out, which is sometimes how I feel that I want to do. Do you ever just want to just stop the day, but you can't sleep? Be like, damn, I wish you could just pass out right now and then not have to deal with the rest of this day, because let me tell you, they present themselves at the most inopportune times. And it's something that got me thinking, because let me take my sip. I still haven't even taken a sip yet. Mental illness. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a therapist. I'm just an old whore in her bed, sitting here in pajamas, talking to people that she doesn't even know if are listening anymore. She remembers people used to listen. Yes, they did. Back in the early days of the podcast, when our numbers were so high and people shared with a friend and they left us all these emails and voicemails, and it was very, very engaging. And then she remembers getting taken off the airwaves, and she's still not sure to this day why. Yet she keeps toiling on. Yes. And this is not to say that I don't love doing the podcast, because I do. But I feel like things have reached this culmination where I'm just so frustrated and drained. You ever just feel empty? You're like, I used to be full. I remember kind of what I thought feeling full felt like. And so I can definitely notice the absence that I'm feeling within my very being right now. I don't know how to describe it. I don't know how to f***ing describe it. It's basically just this gnawing hunger. It's like, but it's not even hunger, because you're like, I don't even care if I eat. Does my body even want to do anything right now? The other day, now I haven't had one of these days in a really long time, and I used to have them all the time. I don't know if anyone else out there, I know that there are, but currently listening to this right now, and if this sounds like you, keep listening. Depression, and it makes you even anger, because you don't even know why. It's just the whole idea of getting out of bed. Honestly, there has been a lot of periods in my life where it's the only reason I got out of bed was because I had to cam. I had to webcam, and I had to make sure that Ayn got to go potty, and I had to feed Ayn, and now I have the three, and I have to get up and take care of it for them. But I used to wake up with these days a lot, and I have to remind myself that they've become a lot less frequent, but I don't know what to do with this absence of feeling when it hits me. And it's I don't even know if it's absence of feeling, but that's what it, I guess it can't be absence of feeling, because that's what it feels like, is an absence of feeling. So I guess it just feels like absence, and it feels like aloneness, and it feels like emptiness. And rationally, you can kind of have this little part of your brain that says there's no reason that you should feel this way. like, if you look at your life on a whole or through somebody else's eyes, it's fantastic, right? But for some reason, you just, in those moments, you can't make yourself see those things, or you do see those things. So you feel guilty feeling the way that you do, which inevitably makes you feel worse. I woke up the other day and I couldn't tell you what it was like. No food had flavor. Like, my coffee didn't taste like anything. It didn't give me like that. You know, if you're on my spicy page, I'll often post little morning coffee clips, like first sip of the day. And it's so good, right? And I love it. And it's something that like fuels me, as coffee does. But yeah, I normally drink like a pot within the first hour of waking up. I had half a cup and I didn't finish it. And I knew from there that something was amiss. And it felt like there were things I had to do and I was putting myself through the motions of doing them. But then I just had to take a moment and leave. Do you love the pod? Of course you do. Do you love ads? Not so much. Do you want to prove how much you love the pod? Then join us ad-free on patreon.com/twndpodcast. Every tier of support gets you day early releases and ad-free enjoyment. The Totally Wholesome, Not Dirty podcast is made possible by listeners like you. If you want the full VIP experience, join any of our dirtbag tiers, which also gives you access to skits, photo sets, bonus episodes, and monthly Zoom chats where we sit down, reflect, share, and more. You'll also have access to Thought Takes, a mini show where I strip down and go in hard with rantisodes. What are you waiting for? Join us and be a dirtbag at patreon.com/twndpodcast. I just went away. I wrapped up Ian in the car and I was like, I need to go because I tried to take a walk in the morning with the man. He's like, let's get out, let's walk. I couldn't. Normally when I walk or I rollerblade, like I look all around me and I can feel like the wind on my face and you hear certain noises throughout the neighborhood and you hear like the swish of a tree and like you look up and the palm tree looks so beautiful, right? And you can feel the sun on your face and you just bask in it and it gives you this like energy and this happiness and peace, right? Or I'll, you know, be walking on and his little butt floofs are moving like this and it's just, it's so adorable and it fills me with like so much love and feeling. And then on those days, all of those things that, you know, normally if you're just feeling a little bit down can kind of pull you out of your head, even those things don't work, which is unfortunate because then you're like, well, and then you also feel guilty because even though this isn't the case and I've been told this isn't the case and it's been shown to me that this isn't the case, when I feel this way, I feel like I am a burden, like such a heavy burden. Like if there were four elephants in a shopping bag, like obviously they would bust right through, right? That's how much of a burden I feel like four elephants in a plastic bag when I am feeling those dark, empty thoughts that I don't know how to get rid of. Like the next day my body was exhausted. So exhausted. I didn't even work out the day of darkness, as I like to call them. But my whole body hurt and I'm still kind of having all that tension up in my shoulders, up in my neck. And I just drove and I cried. And that's not a really safe thing to do while you're driving, but I've mastered it because I used to do it a lot. And you can cry in a way that doesn't make your eyes like so blurry. And if you squint and you blink really rapidly, something that I found works best is if you open your eyes really wide, they'll just kind of like pour down. The problem comes when there's too much squinting, too much blinking, and you're trying to blink it away. It doesn't work. Just let it pour. Let it pour down your face. And like none of the music was bringing me happiness. There wasn't a podcast that I could listen to. I know objectively that even where I was driving to up into the mountains, right? It was beautiful and glorious. And like, what magnitude, like how small are we in the face of these like giant mountains and these trees? I had this thought of like, these trees have been here before you were born and they will be here long after you're gone, like prevented, you know, like, or not prevented. Provided that there aren't big fires or people cut them down or something like that, but certain areas of nature that are untouched, it's like our time is so limited and those trees even have experienced more than you will like ever experience in a way. And you'll never be able to know what it's like to be a tree. Isn't that crazy? But that's not the thoughts that I were having, like while I was driving. I was like, just what you're doing now, like you can't even experience the beauty that's around, even though you can objectively see it's there. You're so locked into your brain and trapped inside of yourself with nowhere to go that while one part of you objectively sees everything that you're seeing, it's like, you should be appreciative of this. You should feel so full of life right now and like it, in awe of like your own ability to actually exist. And instead, you're just like, what a piece of shit I am. What a horrible human being. Like, it is a disgrace to call myself a human being. Like, it's an insult to other human beings. And why don't I fit in with the human beings? And why do I feel like everything is just like this? Why? And obviously, I don't know if you can tell from my energy, but I'm still like coming out of this moment. The shoulders are hunched. There's no pep in my step, you know, and I'm trying and I'm not feeling exactly like I was that day, but it takes a while to come out of that. And sometimes you can't come out of it for a while, but you have to. And that's the fucked up thing, is because I'm someone who has always been like my entire adult life in the public eye, like people looking at my butthole and shit. Like, you can't just stop. Like, I'm expected to make podcasts. Episodes every week and thought takes every month. And these are things that I have done to like be like, here's a thing for fans and here's something I think people will enjoy and blah, blah, blah. But I give myself maybe too many things, or I start to realize that other people don't realize how much it takes to do all of the things that I do. And I try to do them all on my own, which is like, that's insane. That's so crazy. But the problem is that the more that I have relied on other people to help me do the things that I want to do, the more often I find that I am not doing those things. Like, because there's just this like pause and drawback on trying to get other people roped into thing, because nobody else is ever going to be as excited about something that you want to do as you are. I'm sorry, they're just not, because that is something that your brain said, I need to do this, I need to see this to fruition, I need to be an active part of watching this thing happen and grow, and I need to see the feedback and see what other people thought of the thing that I created, or the words that I had to say, and did anyone relate to this, or will I ever feel like I've reached a point that I never have to go back to those dark, depressing, all-encompassing moments of feeling completely lost and like you're not even real. Like you're not real. Like, what if this was just all in my head? And like, sometimes I think like being a content creator can feel like you are not real. Like, not all the time, but it's also one of those things of like, okay, so for instance, if I'm having a super dark day where I can't feel feelings and I feel, except for guilt, I guess, because I feel guilt for not having the feelings, like the happiness or like the appreciation for things or anything other than this like dark, overwhelming feeling of horror. Like, the doom is inevitable and it's coming soon, but you don't even know what the doom is. And you're so tired and mentally exhausted and not giving a shit about yourself that you don't even want to think about what the doom is. You just know that it's there and it's coming. It's just something that you can't see on the horizon. And eventually it will come to get you and it will rip you apart from the inside out, and you will deserve it because that is the kind of unfortunate person that you are. Don't know why I feel that way. I don't feel that way all the time, but sometimes, sometimes I'd be feeling that way. Oh, it's crazy. Anyway, but part of that is also because when I'm having those days, this is what it's getting back to. You can't just like be like, well, all right, Peter, I'm sorry. I don't want to rate your dick today. I don't want to rate your dick. Like it's fine. Did you know that one stick of liquid IV dissolved in 16 ounces of water hydrates faster and more effectively than water alone with the help of CTT technology? And I have some here if yes, you would like to please. Pour some into a glass. We have a lot of fun choices when you shop at liquidiv.com and use code TWND to save 15% and get free shipping on everything that you purchase. I just don't want to. you hit me up tomorrow, because it doesn't work like that. Because the thing is, you're a business, right? Me as a person is a business. The business of me is to try to make money from the content that I create and edit that content, and then also talk to like however many, between 3,000 and 6,000 subscribers, sometimes more. And I have to make sure that I remember certain things about people and the things that are going on with their life. And it's not that like I don't want to do that, but it's like, it's just so many, it's so many people. And then sometimes, because I really do care about people, like I really do, but sometimes I feel like I'm not doing it right or something. Like I take on too much of the stuff because I want to be there for people and to relate experiences to people. And I want other people to remember things about me, because I think we all do, right? And so in part, I try to do those things and I put myself out there. And I feel like sometimes it becomes that thing of, well, you are still a content creator. And so it's almost like you're not just a content creator, you're also like the best friend and the therapist and the mom. And like, it's just, it can sometimes be a lot. And especially like for me, I think I've mentioned before, but the holidays are really, really, really hard for me. And I want to be in such a good mood and good spirits. And my brain is just like, nar, not for you, nar. You don't get to enjoy the holidays. But I try to. But then I know that other people get a lot of in their feels at the holidays too. And I want to like be there for people and all that. And I don't want to be like, well, no, you can't tell me about like this thing that's going on in your life, because, you know, I got Tom, Dick, and Harry to talk to, and sometimes Lisa. And these are just like made up names. I mean, I know that people have those names, but I'm not like calling people out specifically. So don't, calm down. But then it's like, I also am not, it's like a one-way street in a way, because I know that I could tell people like, oh, I don't feel like this and this and this today. And sometimes I will, but not like to the full extent of like, yeah, I had to drive up to a mountain and just write like 20 pages in a notebook and like cry and look out over the world and feel very small and insignificant. And normally that makes me feel like in wonder. And instead it made me feel like it wouldn't matter if I was gone tomorrow. So, and this is not to say like, I don't need people being like, this sounds like you got to be really careful and scary. You should talk to someone. I have talked to someone. I've talked to many someones, and I've talked this over and over with myself. And this is something that I've dealt with and learned to process in my own way since I was very, very young, right? As far back as I can remember. And it's something that I've learned to deal with. And you don't have to fucking worry about me. I'm not going to go fucking, like, I'm not going to unalive myself. It's not one of those things. I wanted to talk about this because I feel like a lot of people have often, or maybe not even often, but maybe even once or twice. And if this is even how you have felt once or twice in your life, I am so sorry. Because I feel that. And I feel that often. And way more often than I am willing to admit to other people, because I don't like to be seen as weak, especially when I am not. See, this is why I can't even fully explain it. It's like, who, unless you've been and had this feeling, I don't think that you can fully understand it, no matter how many ways I could try to explain it. However, I'm on one of those upturns of coming back out of it. And on the thing of mental illness, I was kind of thinking the other day, just like, you start to hear these things and people are so like self-diagnosing. Even me, you know, I make jokes or whatever about being autistic, but honestly, T-Rex arms. But there are a lot of things, and I've taken so many tests, and it's not something that I'm looking at like, oh, fucking feel sorry for me. I'm like well and truly off the fucking spectrum. I don't feel sorry about it, because I'm just like, yeah, okay, well, that explains a lot. That's cool. I'm not like, don't fucking pity me. I'm doing fucking fine, especially today, and not the few days ago when I was up on the mountain crying. and like, I have a way to deal with it, but what was I saying about that? Fuck, I need like David here. So this is why solo episodes are terrible. Does anyone even listen when I do solo episodes? It's like, especially the long form ones that aren't thought takes. It's like thought takes. It's like, well, at least I'm wearing lingerie and it's only 10 to 15 minutes, but there's no one to keep me in check. What was I saying? I can bring it back around. Mental illness, self-diagnosing the autism, don't feel sorry for me because I arisen with autism and I don't really know what to tell you because I get told that I'm weird all the time and I don't care. And it used to make me feel like, oh, like you just gotta be normal. Like normal is boring and I don't care. And I didn't have any fun when I was normal and I was an alcoholic. So I don't have to tell you. But you start to hear all these things. And I think like we want so badly often to know why we feel the way that we feel. So we start, you know, listening, oh, that sounds a lot like me. And here's all these things that it could be me. And at the end of the day, whether you're like ADHD or fucking autistic or you're bipolar or you're depressed or you're just fucking normal, who the fuck is fully normal? And if you are, please call in 702-900-6446. Please tell me what is like inside of your brain because I want to know what it feels like to be normal. And even if you don't think you're normal, please write into the podcast, twndpodcast@gmail.com, or the voicemail once again, because I want to know how it is that your brain feels. Not even necessarily feeling this way, but like, what does it feel like to think inside of your brain? What thoughts just come to you when you're driving somewhere or when you are feeling dark or even when you're feeling like happy or like, how are you processing the world around you? What happens in like a normal day-to-day conversation? Does an interaction that you had at Trader Joe's haunt you for the next 6 months? Probably not. Maybe not. Or if this sounds like you, maybe you relate. I don't really know. That's all I've ever tried to do is just fucking relate to people, and I have a difficult time doing it, and I don't know what's wrong with me, and I don't really care, because here's the fucking thing, there's a lot wrong with me, and I'm still here, and I'm still existing, and I'm still getting through my fucking day, and who gives a shit? I'm not hurting anyone but my fucking self. Ever thought about that? How many people, you think you're such a terrible person, or you think like, oh, life is getting in and all around me, how many people do you hurt, like on a daily basis? And if the answer is more than yourself, maybe you got to evaluate what the fuck you're even doing. But if you're just someone who's like, oh, I'm such a terrible, and I think this sometimes because I'm like, I'm not. I don't go out of my way to hurt people. I'm sure that I have inadvertently hurt someone's feelings. Guess what? I've had my feelings inadvertently hurt too, because often someone will say something and I'll just like make up in my head why that's something that is intended to hurt my feelings. And sometimes I can talk myself down from that, right? And sometimes I'm very on the fucking point. So some people out there just like to hurt people. But if you're not a person that likes to hurt other people, I think you're doing pretty fine. Like you should pat yourself on the fucking back because there's a lot of people that are just shitty fucking people. It's just true. Right? Or like inconsiderate. We haven't talked about inconsideracy in a while, but let me just tell you, there are some motherfuckers out there, whether it's the guy that fucking speeds into your parking fucking little space that you've been waiting in line for because there's people everywhere. Don't use a fucking blinker and just sneak right on in there. If you're that guy, you suck. You're a fucker. You just inconsiderate, right? But if you're not doing that kind of stuff, if you're returning your goddamn shopping carts, if you're giving someone a smile or telling someone to have a nice fucking day or saying fucking thank you, then you're fine. Just live your fucking life. Because let me tell you, like the people that are like this maybe who, and I have to remind myself of this, but I always fucking forget, is that most people, if you are like thinking about this interaction, like, oh, I wonder how that went. I wonder what, oh, was the way that I like gulped when I talked, was that weird? Were they thinking about it? Are they going to talk about it to other people? Oh, do they think that thing that I said about aliens was weird? What about that other thing that's involved some fucking trauma that I thought came up in conversation? I thought I could relate to someone and everybody looked at me weird. I don't even know what that's about. Who cares? Who fucking gives a shit? They're probably not thinking about it. And if they are, they should think about something more fucking interesting and more entertaining than you making a fucking fool of yourself, because we've all fucking done it. And if anyone's going to judge you for doing it, they can go fuck themselves. And that's what I fucking know. Who gives a fuck? You're like, just try every day to be a little less of a shit person than you were the day before. And we're all going to have a bad day where we feel like shit. And maybe we want to lash out, or maybe we do something that we wish we didn't do. Then fucking apologize. Fucking apologize and mean it and make a more concerted effort to not do that shit in the future. It's all we can. Why? Why is it so hard to fucking do? And then it gets to this point And this kind of goes back to things that sometimes with the job, like I love my job. I really fucking do. For the most part, I love talking to people. I love hearing about people's days. I like sharing my experiences. I like creating content. I enjoy creating something beautiful that people get to share, whether they're jerking off or just listening in the fucking car or doing whatever it is that they're doing, because I just like creating things. I really, really do. I was telling my man the other night, like I was so excited to have a camera when I was younger, and I made this video and I was like, this is so fucking cool. This could end up on like America's Funniest Home Videos, because I wanted to be on America's Funniest Home Videos, and I made a fucking video of me blowing up a hard-boiled egg. Honey, what does it make you think of? Sweet, delicious, sticky, licking it off your partner? If you want to have fun with a special friend or are someone who loves self-pleasure, Honey Playbox has the toys for you. Use our code TWND to save 15% on your purchase. Amp up your playtime at honeyplaybox.com. You deserve pleasure, so elevate your experience with Honey Playbox and support our show by using code TWND at checkout. Watching podcasts is fun. Watching reruns, also fun. But nothing beats a live experience. Check out our friends at Jerkmate by going to jkmte.com/TWND. Every sign up helps our show. Don't jerk alone. Get your front row seat to live events. Try a gold show from the comfort of your couch. Check the show description or go to jkmte.com/TWND to try it out. Right? What? What do you want from me? I was so fucking proud of it. It got like slow motion, and then the next shot was the same thing, but like even more slow motion until it's like, and this fucking hard-boiled egg is just exploding. Yes, I'm autistic. I don't care. It was cool. I still think it's cool. If I had that video still, I would share it with you. But I remember how proud I was of that shit. But, and here's the fucking but. Sometimes it's like people forget that not only am I talking to you, which I enjoy doing. Not only am I trying to relate to you, which I enjoy doing. Not only am I giving you attention or catering to some specific video type that you are requesting or trying to create a custom for you. Not just you. So many other fucking people, because for some reason I got the rhythm with the tism. And I don't know what it is about being online, but people are like, oh, it's probably my butthole. And my tits. But not only just that, because I'm sorry, you can just fucking Google that. Oh, yeah, that's right. You can just fucking Google it. Am I telling you to? No. In fact, I would advise against it. I would advise you go to my own. Because, like, the thing with it is, people stay around. For years, I have known people on my page from before with camming times for years. Truly. And they stick around because something about me, I guess they fucking like, and that is really cool. But sometimes certain people forget that not only am I dealing, like I said, with all of your stuff and happily until the point that you start disrespecting me when I try to be so respectful of the other people around me and I try to attune my kindness and to attune the attention to people in a way, especially when I feel that they deserve it and when I feel that they've, you know, like I haven't done anything miraculous in my fucking life, like so beneficial to humanity, making videos with my nude body. All right. I'm not like a fucking scientist or something. There is no reason that I deserve to have people who come to my page, who come to support the content that I make. I don't deserve that, but they make the choice to do that, which I so appreciate because it helps me have a career that I get to do all of the things that I, in one way or another, kind of dreamed about doing, from communications to being on the radio, haha, podcast, to creating videos and being a photographer and doing all these things. And I appreciate that so much, but I am one little 5'11" person. I don't know what to tell you. And sometimes just even of like the, oh, like this took this long. I was like, I told you how long it would take to get a certain thing. It's like people forget that even like, and I'm not saying once again, I need to very clearly say this is not everyone and this is not anyone all the time, but it's the consideracy. It's like some people have forgotten that half of my house is gone. It's not like, you know, sliced off or anything, but I can't use the rooms. I can't go in there. They're taped up with this or that. There's everything is just closing in, Mariah. I have no organization. Some of my costumes that I have needed for certain videos are packed up in like a box somewhere that some company has taken away that I don't get back until the house has been renovated, but everything is moving slow. All these things are backordered that I've tried to get done. Now I have a trip coming up to Australia. There are all these other things, that I also don't tell you about because I am not trying to bring you down with my own personal problems, because I am here to ultimately entertain you, which I enjoy doing, but not at the expense of feeling like I'm not. AI is so fucking cool, but I'm not there. I'm not an AI person. Like, I actually, it's all right. Let me lay out a day a little bit, just a little sample for y'all. Because also, don't know if you've noticed, but I found out recently that I took my PR. So in January of last year, 2024, I was very, very proud when I deadlifted 163, 165 pounds, something like that. I just made a personal record. It, like, on the day that I realized that this is when I lifted that weight of, I believe it's 253 pounds, only for one rep. But that is huge progress to have made. That doesn't happen by just like deciding one day, oh, isn't that. I work my body every single day. It, like, it, even on days where I do a little less, I'll at least do handstands. I gotta stretch. I gotta lift a little bit, because otherwise the darkness comes in real quick. And that takes time. It's not just like, oh, here's like, you know, 20 minutes of my day that I dedicate to this. Like, no. Like, and that's why I've turned it into things like I have like a workout club, and I try to do, you know, fitness content on social media. I also have customs that I have to do every day. And typically I can do those and I can work those in when I have people who are in my house. I'm sorry, once again, sleeper build of whores. I'm not just going to make content when there's people here working on my house. I'm not just going to like be fingering my hoo-ha when they're grinding out drywall in the other room. Like, it's not going to be a thing that happens. And, you know, I've been able to sneak in a few little bits here and there, but I don't even have a space to create the content. So when I finally have a day, I'm getting like this many things done at once, as much as I possibly can. And then it's like just nothing for days, because I don't have a space, and I can't just like rent out other space all the time, especially when it's like I have all these other things to do. And then I'm also in the DMs every day. Like, I wake up, check my emails, have my coffee, get into the DMs. Oh, I'll be DMing while I'm doing a set training. I'm like, I'm cleaning the house. Oh, I have these customs to edit. I have these solos that I have to edit. Oh, then there's this I have to edit too. And oh, I'm helping someone else edit this. And oh, I did a photo shoot for this person. So now I have to edit this. And I got to get my photos in. And then I have to make sure everything's organized. And then I have to check the Excel spreadsheet and make sure that all of the customs are being done, hopefully in the order that they were doing this and that. And then there's this toy that I have to use. And I have to make sure I know where this lingerie is, but I don't know where that is because that got packed up in a different closet. And maybe I don't even have that one at the moment. Like, it's this thing that goes back and forth, and sometimes I'll leave for like 10 minutes and it's just like, oh, when I just told you this and why weren't you here? It's like, motherfucker, can I have a minute? I can't breathe. And it's, I would just seek this out in the universe and call to the universe and say, please remember that I am just a person. I'm just a person, a very like anxious, usually well-organized person whose house is like fucked right now. And I'm sorry, but even when my house isn't fucked, like, there should still be some semblance of respect. No? Like, I don't think people realize how stressed I am on a daily basis and how I can normally deal with that. And then sometimes it's just too fucking much. And I just wish people would be respectful of my time. And like, I can't demand that, and respect is earned. But quite honestly, I know how I present myself, and I know how much I am willing to share in the hopes that people will respect and understand what I have going on in my life. And I just feel like lately it's been getting a little aggressive. And then it makes me feel not as happy about doing the things that I'm doing. Do you understand? That was a really long rant. I need a drink of water. Anyway, holy shit. It's only 34 minutes in. That's insane. I can't even believe I've ranted this long about one thing, to be honest. Damn. I had a lot to get off my chest, I guess. I should check in my notes because there were some things that I also did want to talk about. David, in fact, word from sponsor. We all know how much I love making content, and one of the most important things for quality videos is lighting. But who wants the same old boring ring light? You can upgrade from basic to adorable at kawaiilighting.com with code TWND for 10% off. This podcast is lit by Kawaii Lighting's star-shaped ring light. There are also heart and kitty cat options to make you feel as cute as these lights look. Kawaii Lighting has many RGB options, which you'll have seen used in many of my videos and photos. Don't be basic. Stand out with Kawaii Lighting by using code TWND to save 10% and help support this wholesome pod. Let them know we sent you. Wow, wasn't that a great word from sponsor? I know that we don't have something pre-recorded for this, so I also want to remind you to check out the Brim Reapers. The link is in the description because they have really cool hats and they have a 20% off code. It's TWND20. And they're really cool. And friend of pod, if anyone is even listening to pod anymore, it's okay if you don't. I guess it's kind of like, in a way, I think pod is kind of like my personal vlog. Does help to get the feelings out and the talks out. Oh, fuck, it really does. Sorry to use you all as therapy, but also not sorry because you don't have to listen. And I don't think all of you are. By the time this does come out, though, I'm thinking, let me check the date real quick. Oh, yes. Okay. So when this comes out, I believe that it will be very close to the possibility of the TikTok being banned. And I know that TikTok... they said they were going to ban it before, but I think they were saying now it's January 19th when it would be shut down. And it's interesting, actually, because I was thinking about this. Even when I scroll TikTok, I try to find sounds, like try to figure out things that are trending. I don't really get shown a lot on TikTok besides Book Talk now, which has been really, really fun. Book Talk. Oh, fuck, I love Fairy Smile. I should hate that about myself, but I really don't because I have no shame in it. They're like beautiful, well-crafted stories. There's so many different series set around this same universe. You can see all these overlaps and you're just like digging into the lore of what all this could be and what characters are from what and what this actually means. And it's so fun. I love it. However, even getting that, I don't scroll Instagram like that. And I don't get locked into a TikTok doom scroll very often, but when I do, it goes hard. And that doesn't happen for me with Instagram. Instagram, I feel like a lot of the stuff gets served to me if you look at like the little like suggested, I can't even fucking say words, the little suggestion area, right? A lot of it will be like weird AI chicks, and they're kind of like, it's like a little creepy. And so I don't really look at that. Like the Pokemon AI evolutions are really cool, but I don't really see a lot that I want to see. And I get bored really quickly and I don't really look at Instagram much. I think it'll be interesting because people's attention span has gotten so crazy. I saw someone mentioning this the other day. I can't even remember where I saw this. They're saying something about like, I found that even video games weren't holding my attention like they normally would and like giving me the same joy that I would from like grinding at something and like really being excited and invested enough in like a story and like this long game to game like I normally would. And I was like, that's actually really interesting because with things like doom scrolling, everyone's attention like getting smaller. I think that a lot of like details get lost and stuff. And I think like I used to really, really like be a movie person. Like I loved movies, and anytime that there was something in the theater, like I was even slightly interested in seeing, I'm like, yes, to the movie theaters. Like I want to create films and I want to do this. And I would get so excited about like certain ways that a film was shot, like certain cinematography that was used, or like just like the landscape that they could create from a book that you had only like thought about in your mind. And I thought it was so cool. And most of the new stuff that I see now seems so... like, it's weird to say, but I feel like maybe this wouldn't hold water now if I were to go look at it. But even like some CGI and stuff from back in the day felt more real and like something that you could actually see as like being a part of your world, then sometimes like CGI generated animals these days. Like, I can't remember what I was watching, but there was like this bear that was CGI generated. And I was like, it looks so at odds with the setting and like the realism around it. And I get that a lot with films on. They just don't, like feel joy. It feels like they're trying to do too much while doing nothing. And I feel like that's what a lot of even like TikTok content was, like just little snippets of this and that and not necessarily a lot of substance. And even like me scrolling and looking for trends to follow, right? Obviously at the end of the day, that's to get followers, and I do original content as well, but it does become that thing of like, here's this one sound. Now everybody do something that relates to exactly what this is and some variance and maybe just a slight like different spelling of what somebody else has already put text over this video as they mouth to it. I'm sorry, what? I'm sorry. What? That is what's holding all of our attention. So like 500,000 million fucking people have done the same sound, mouthed these exact same words, and had a very slightly different use of the wording or slightly different story to relate over top of the same. Like, it's not interesting. Like, I've never found it to be interesting. In fact, I always think it's very odd when I make that kind of content. And this is no hate on anyone who does it, because I do it. I understand why people do it. But as a level of entertainment and like a depth to it's not that. It's just very much like, I don't know. I don't even know how to explain it. But maybe if things like TikTok are gone, maybe there will be a little bit more. I'm not saying that there's no individuality, but maybe there will be a little bit more of people being like, well, what can actually hold my attention, and like, what do I care about enough? What am I invested enough in to, since I don't have the option to doom scroll, to take my time and put my time and my thoughts and like my actual focus into something that feeds me? Like, what would that be? Have you thought about that? I don't know how many people who listen to this, because I know that some of our audience is like much older, so I don't know how much you also get trapped into the doom scrolling. Or even with younger people, it's like, what do you think will hold your attention more? Like, for me, like I think I've been fairly good about not getting too locked into social media, especially when I notice myself like becoming a little too invested or like checking the notifications like too many times. I'll put like limits on, no, like you post, you ghost. And I'll go through periods of not really even scrolling because I know that it's not good for me. And I find that the more that I do that, the less original thoughts that I have, the harder it is to just actually like even think of a caption or think of like something individualistic and unique to even put over one of those sounds, because you see something and it's like, oh, I could do something similar to that. Like, instead of actually putting some thought into like, what does this make me think of? It's, you're just like, oh, here's what somebody else has thought, and here's what somebody else has thought. And then if I take those two, I can make it into my thought. It's like, well, that's not your thought. Like, so I start to have no thoughts, and I don't like that. So if you're put into a situation where something like TikTok is banned and you're not allowed to do it anymore, or maybe take it as a challenge to just stop it now and see if you can, and see what out there in the big wide world would be something that could hold your attention, like that tiny little doom scroll app, you know what I mean? Like, and I'm not saying that TikTok is like bad or anything like that, or like, I'm not even necessarily saying that it should be banned. Maybe it should, who fucking knows? Like, nobody actually knows the answer, right? But I would challenge people, because I have personally felt a lot better when I do this. And like, I'm not saying go announce that you're taking a break from social media. I'm saying think about how much you use a certain app, or you use, you know, whatever it is, right? And how much you spend scrolling on that. Like, how often have we done things like you'll close an app, right? And then you'll like open it right back up, because like, what? It's like, what the fuck? It's like your brain is just like, oh, this is the easy entertainment. Like, this is what can hold my attention, and I can avoid doing these, or I can avoid like thinking. And I've been there. I get it. So I would challenge you, maybe this can be this week's homework, is to see how little you can be on social media in a day. And when you start having those moments of like, what do I do? Blah, blah, blah. That's when I get interested in things like, oh, this is, I want to bake this brand new fucking recipe. It's part of the reason I've been baking so much is like, I just want to bake and like, see if I can create something. I want to see if I can make this kind of bread, if I can do this kind of braiding on it, if I can make this sort of crumble, what could I do to make this like certain loaf of bread healthier? And like, I start to get into stuff like that, or like even how I got invested in Elden Ring. I had to shut myself off from Elden Ring because that's how invested I was. I need to take a break from it because it was like, it was becoming TikTok for me, Elden Ring. It's just such a cool fucking world. And one of the places, one of the maps in it looks like Valeris from ACOTAR. I don't know what to tell you. And it's just so beautiful. And I could just like sit there and like look at this fantastical world. And then once again, I'm not looking at the fantastical world around me. And I would challenge you to think outside the box when you don't have your little phony in front of you and think about what you would like to do that you think, not even necessarily it's going to bring you joy, but maybe it will. Maybe it's something that you've always been like, man, I really want to try to fucking build a table. Have you ever wanted to build a table? I've thought many times, I was like, it'd be really cool to build a table. Never built a table. I also thought it'd be cool to make candles. And guess what? It was. And I know that because I had another moment like this where I was getting all dark and I was like, you're not doing the things. You're not trying the things. You're not stepping outside of yourself and trying something else. And I know that that doesn't always pull you out from the dark zones. But when you start to feel down and when you're feeling, you gotta make yourself try. That's all we can do, right? Is fucking try. Try to not feel the darkness. Try to find a joy in something that we do. And I think it is rewarding. And I don't think that, people didn't evolve to be happy, right? And now life is easier than it's ever been in a lot of ways for a lot of people. It's like, get this want for like back in the day. What, like back in the day when there's no air conditioning or we didn't have electric cars or like, you know, it was okay to just like hit your woman and that was all cool and that's totally fine. And I'm not saying that people don't get away with stuff like that now, because they do, which is unfortunate, but at least like most people give a shit now. Like there are so many things about the world that are better and we're truly very privileged to be living in the time that we are. So I think that instead of allowing the advances that we made in things like technology to completely trap us inside of these little boxes, we should be going out and finding what is it that makes me happy. Or fuck, I am really bad at this. Like, I either A, I'm going to try something else, or I'm going to B, try to get better at it. And maybe you will, maybe you won't, but like, fitness is something that I found really helped me with that, because it's something that you can like always improve on. It's something that you can do like every day, and it feel good when you do it. It's something that is ultimately going to increase your longevity, to give you a happier, healthier life the older that you get, which is like sick. It's like, how many things can you say that about? And I think that it's like, do you like puzzles? Have you ever done a puzzle? Like, I think about how many hobbies that I used to have when I was here. Like, I learned how to paint ceramic doll heads, and it was super creepy. I think I might have mentioned this before. There was this lady who lived behind us and she just had this house. It was like dark all the time and she painted ceramic doll heads, and her house was just lined with ceramic dolls. Some of them just heads, some of them full dolls. It was crazy. And I would help her like clean, and her house always smelled like cigarette smoke. And then she would teach me how to paint doll heads in like this dim little light that was over the kitchen table. It was really creepy when you think about it, but it was cool. And what else? Like, I collected fucking spoons, which is weird as fuck. Collected rocks, geodes. I was thinking about geodes the other day. I was like, man, isn't it crazy? You just like crack open a rock sometimes. It just looks like, it's like a Superman's crystalline cave thing. Like, so crazy. Very cool. But there's so many things that we could do or try. Like, I thought for a while, like, I would do cross-stitching. And I did, like, some cross-stitching. I was like, this is boring. Like, eventually, you just stab your finger too many times, and I don't want to do it anymore. But that was a thing for a while. There's so many things that we try, but even people are like, well, you know, you did try a lot when you were younger, and now you just figured out what you like. But did you? There's never enough time in your life to try all of the things, all of the hobbies, go to all of the places, or figure out all of the things that could make you happy. There's not enough time. So you can't just be like, oh, this is what I like now. Because maybe you haven't even discovered what you fucking like yet. Ever thought about that? bet you haven't. Maybe you have something weird. Maybe you're like, damn, I'm really shit at wrapping Christmas presents or any present in general. I'm just bad with wrapping paper and scotch tape. You could teach yourself to wrap the most beautiful present and figure out things with like bows to make like these crazy like present arrangements. You could do that. You could figure out how to make friendship bracelets. You could collect rocks. I used to have like a rock tumbler back in the day. You ever have one of those? You put like the chemicals in and the rocks get all shiny. You could do that. You could figure out how to make art out of, what do you call them? Cotton balls. Yeah. You could basically just do arts and crafts projects, which would be really fun. You could grow something. I've tried to grow things and I'm going to keep trying. I mean, they all die. I can't keep them alive, but I've gotten better over the years of like reminding myself, like, water the plants, like take care of these things. But I still keep trying, right? There's certain things like, I like arranging flowers. That makes me happy. I like going to Trader Joe's and picking out like the different flower stems, not the pre-made bouquets. I just like picking out different flowers that I think will look pretty together, cutting them at different lengths and putting them in stuff and around the house because I think that's cool. And it's like a little art project that slowly dies and then you get to do a new one. So that's fun. I don't know. There's just so many things. So my challenge to you this week would be to take a little less time on your phone. I'm not saying like stop your phone, but just a little less time and a little more time figuring out something about yourself, whether it's something that you now know that you don't like or something that you find that maybe you do like. And then let me know what you decide. Let me know how it goes. Let me know what your adventure is like, because sometimes we all feel fucking empty. And sometimes hearing about other people's adventures can fill a little bit of that, and how they relate to you can fill it a little more. So let's all get filled. This has been the Totally Wholesome Not Dirty Podcast. I'm your host, Molly Stewart. You can follow me on Instagram at thisredheadissfw. You probably can't follow me on TikTok anymore. It was at Leave Molly Alone. You can follow the podcast on Instagram and X at TWND Podcast. You can email the podcast, twndpodcast@gmail.com. Or you can leave us a voicemail at 702-900-6446. And we'll see you Monday. Come.
'Totally Wholesome, Not Dirty' podcast is presented by TWND Productions, created and hosted by Molly Stewart, co-hosted by Laura Contreras, and produced by David Warren.